the perfect Iowa day, you know.
Laura Krause is tearing apart a bale of hay to mulch her tomatoes. She's 1,000 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. But she points out what happens on farms here ends up affecting life way down south.
This watershed that I live in drains 25% of Iowa. And we're one of the richest farming states in the nation. Of course we have something to do with it.
By it, Krause means the dead zone. All or parts of 31 farm states drain into the Mississippi River, which empties into the Gulf. Scientists point to nitrogen fertilizer used on farm fields as the main cause of the dead zone. All that nitrogen causes an enormous algae bloom. When the algae dies, it drops to the ocean floor. Bacteria eat the algae, and they rob the water of oxygen. This summer, the dead zone's predicted to reach a record size. It could get as big as the state of New Jersey. Laura Krause has been trying to cut back her own role in the dead zone. 5 years ago, she added something to her farm that's rare around here. Krause cut some of the tile lines that drain water from her farm and replaced part of her farmland with a prairie wetland. She says that made her neighbors nervous.
We just don't see people taking farmland out of production in Iowa very frequently.
Wetlands like this one remove nitrogen from the water that flows from farm fields. It's one of the things a government task force on the dead zone recommended to cut nitrogen loading into the Gulf. But instead of a big push to restore wetlands, the economic landscape is changing in the other direction. Demand for ethanol has led to historically high corn prices, and that's encouraging farmers to grow more corn. A USDA report says farmers have planted 14 million more acres of corn this year than last year. It's the most corn planted in the U.S. in more than 50 years. Laura Krause says this is not good for the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm concerned about all the extra corn because it requires nitrogen to produce that corn. And no matter how careful we are and no matter how expensive it is, and which causes us to be more and more careful with application, nitrogen as a molecule just wants to get away. It is leaky.
When it rains, nitrogen runs quickly from farm fields and gets into creeks and rivers. The federal government's task force on the dead zone has been trying to tackle all this. Don Scavia led a group of scientists advising the task force under the Clinton administration. The Bush administration convened a new science panel to review the original science panel's work. Don Scavia says since then, there's been very little progress in shrinking the dead zone, or what scientists call an area of hypoxia.
In fact, what we've seen in the last year is just the opposite. With this push towards corn-based ethanol production, even acres that were set aside in conservation now coming back out into production, into corn, and the increased nitrogen load to the Gulf this year and the projected record hypoxia is probably caused by this increased corn production.
Scavia says if the dead zone keeps increasing, the Gulf shrimping industry could collapse. Ironically, the new science panel appointed by the Bush White House is calling for even bigger cuts in nitrogen than the first panel appointed by the Clinton administration. They want to reduce nitrogen from farm fields and other sources by 40 to 45%. Don Parrish is with the American Farm Bureau. He says those reductions are too much.
Those are going to be really difficult, and they could cause some significant economic dislocation at a time when I think we need to be thinking about products that agriculture produces, and those are important.
There's no question corn for ethanol is at the top of that list right now. Ethanol's popular. It's making farmers richer. It's making the chemical companies that supply nitrogen richer. The government task force has to figure out how to cut back on all the nitrogen that's needed to grow all the corn that's needed for billions of gallons of ethanol. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.